Sugya for the Kedisha of the Tatva. Gemara the Shaila. The Shaila makes the Talis, and moving his Machdash the Talis. The other Chalik of the Talis is a Chal. It's sort of a Varam, it's like the Gemara builds from the ground up a little bit the Sherish of Shaila. Let's start the Surah Shmaitz and then see a little bit between Shem. The Arsh Tzach, the Gemara state, that the Shaila of the Kedisha of the Tatva is the Imtim Salaimar of the Fede of the Sugya. In Tim Salaimar, the Tokva Echa Befenenu, the Sofiker of Zerit, the Chakira of Zerit, if the Loch is, Moitzi no Yisem Yodah, so then there's no Shaila here. There's no Mokum to clear the Sofik of Igdisha. Avada Igdisha is not Chal. However, in Tim Salaimar, that we say, in the Din of Zerit, Tokva Befenenu, Ein Moitzi no Yodah. Which Pshuta is because of Oidu Udile. If the Loch is Ein Moitzi no Yodah, then we can clear a Shaila of Igdisha of Leitok. The first nakuda, before we go right there, the first nakuda we have is that our sugya, the sofik of Igdisha, is miyusid on the Friyadig sugya. For some reason, you're going to see when Shalom Avar Hemshech, it's a big hashlamah to the previous sugya. And the whole sofik of our sugya, when we get down to what the sofik is, but it's miyusid on the Friyadig sugya. It's coming off, it's feeding off of the din of Rab Zeir of Tokvah Vane. What is the sofik? The more clarity, what happens? If he's magdish, do we say, it's mizog, this is hegdish because that's the first side. Hegdish should be chal because it's a din that by hegdish amirasi levoyah kmisirasi lehedit. Kol hecha the isur begazur rachmani is when you magdish something, you don't have to give it over to hegdish. So it's if the lashon rishonim is, it's if with the etzem hegdish you gave it over to hegdish, command the talk for them. Or do mahashtami aloy talk. Or the violin ma'isi wasn't tekev yet. Ma'isi wasn't tekev yet, and there's a chesaron of it's ain't a b'shusa. It's aloch and hegdish has to be b'shusa. What's staying in the Gemara? Very sosim what the tzadim of the Gemara are. It's clear. Before, I mean, we've seen Hemshcha Sugya. For me, some people want to learn that the Gemara means to say, maybe the Hegdash Shibichal. What is the tzad that Hegdash Shibichal? The Gemara sounds like the tzad. It's Kiman the Tokfa Dami. Efshir, the Hegdash. Efter the hegdish is chal because gufa, it's as if I was taking it to hegdish. But that's about the hodish gevert. You can't make a hegdish that's based on the bile is going to get through the hegdish. Moshel adover. You have a chivitzel hefker that no one is owning right now. And avadav I'm taking that chivitzel hefker I'm zeicha. Avadav I'm taking for hegdish hefker. But you can't say I'm going to make magdish the chivitzel hefker and it's a michal the hegdish because duch the hegdish of the hefker the chivitzel hefker I'm taking for the chivitzel hefker. Doesn't start. The Ma'isa HaGdosha on the Chivitz HaLefker, since you didn't have Bailiff prior to the Ma'isa HaGdosha, the Ma'isa HaGdosha is not on the Chivitz HaLefker. So, L'chara, it can't be that the Shaila of the Gemara is based on Kiman the Tokva, duch that I'm getting to the Hegdash. So, what is the Shaila Gemara? What is the Tzad Hegdash over here? What is the Tzad Hegdash that should be Chal on the second half of the Talos? Ruvin's Magdash Shimin's Chetzi of the Talos. We paskin the Achloiku, the Din is Achloiku, and Shimin, the Etzim gets the Talos. What's the Tzad that Ruvin can Magdash the Talos? Let's take a see the Hemshcha Gemara. Gemara Shtelsu, two other Sfeikas. Gemara Uta Shema brings a Raya from Mesusa. It was a similar Shaila. It was Mamana Mutaba Sofik, Mesusa. The Kitzar Advarim, Shainim, there were two Mahalchim, what was the Sofik there? The Ritva brings two Pshatim. The first Pshat is that we're talking about, right now we're talking about a Merchatz that's Metaltulin. And the Taka was Shnai Moichsin. They were also, it's Mamish like a case of Talos, they were Shnai Moichsin. And the Lacha also over there was Shnai Moichsin and Merchatz. Same exact thing as Levi's Techais and Rashi. The Rashi learned it this way, that was talking about Shnai Moichsin and Merchatz, the same as that thing as Talos. The same Shah Andrishanim is where Vishanim learned. You know, it was a Merchatz that no one was holding. It was a Merchatz that both of them were Noichis. As the din of like, by Hu Arba, we had him of Avasar, Hu Arba. that if you have mom and amutul besofik, that both of them are not being hechazin, the din is called long gavar. Kach or kach, either it's a din of sofik mom and amutul besofik, and the din is yachloikum, or the din is the kol long gavar. Clear to there was a shayla halacha lemaisa. What happens if Reuven was magdish before he was gaver? Reuven was magdish lemerchatz. Is a chal. And the Gemara with poishit the suffix of Mesusa from the suffix of Bechor. What's in the suffix of Bechor? It was a suffix Bechor that was noil in Rishus Yisrael. It wasn't clear if it was the firstborn or not. It was a suffix. It wasn't clear. And the halacha is a moitzim echavarai. Right now the Gemara is going on the tzad of talk for koyin ain moitzim yodin. That means the koyin has the ability to go be taken. Obert, we're not talking about where the koyin was actually taken. The issue is the chal and iser gizav avoid. Stay in the Mishnah, stay in the Braisa that it. This suffix Bukhar is Khalan Isr Gizva Ghoid. Right now the Gemara holds is the Nach of the Gemara, the Nach is Isoi. And the Isr Gizva Ghoid is Khal Mikoyach, the Bailis of the Koy. It's Khal Mikoyach, the Bailis of the Koy. So in other words, it's similar to Hakdosh. I could use my Bailis to make a Hekdosh. And Mikoyach, my Bailis, the Torah, Ilum. Let's say it's Nusach the Bailis of the Torah, it could be Magdash. State by suffix Bukhar, it's Khal Isr Gizva Ghoid. He wasn't taken of it yet. I see from there that in a Mokum, even before you were taken of it, before you would take of it, I see that you could be chal hek. Shmuel the Mor is poishit. The shalat by Mesusa and the shalat by Talis also. Oh. So we have three sfeikas in the Gemara. And the Riyatas HaGemara, the Toshma HaGemara is mashma that all three sfeikas you saw the Mecha. So right away we'll Mitzayim. The Toises Vemis, see Toises is going to learn. Maybe we'll start this way. Go back. So what is the shirish of the sfeikas? What is the tzad? Go back to the first tzad of Hekdash. What is the tzad that Hekdash should be chal? Sai by Talis, sai by Merchatz, sai by Bechor. So the posh upshot, Bechor you would start, the first Anocha you would say is that he has no Bailus, I have Shimon's Talis. What? Bechor, me didn't shtika kaido? We're going on the tzad, in Tim Salem, Shas Psei Sovach is, Oidu, 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 so after the Bailus, the tzad Hekdash comes, me toich shtika kaido? There's a tzad shtika kaido here, and that's the Bailus, yes, that's the difference in the Chavitz Al-Hefker. Chavitz Al-Hefker, there's no one to give you Bailus. Here, duch the shtika koyda, Shimon gave Reuven bailus. That would be the Pesach. That would be the tzad hekdash. Oh, the bayah is that if you learn the hemshik lemar, the toshma, and the mar shtol su mesusa and bechor, time to be shoynim by bechor zichen hashtayach shtika koyda. Nochamo, if you understand the shaila of hekdash other nisht hinges mikoyach the shtika koyda, that hey, the whole koyach that I can make a hekdash comes from the shtika koyda. You're gonna have to say that by Mesusa and by Bechor, also the Shaila hinges of Shtika Koido. Time to be showing him, by Bechor it's not Shaykh Shtika Koido. It's not Bechor, for two clear reasons. Ershtin, the Yisrael himself doesn't know anything. Bilti Lashem Levadi, the Yisrael is the only one who knows what happened. No one knows what happened. How could there can't be a Shtika Koido? Even if Yishas, like there's a Shtika Koido. There's Ershtin. Tzveitin also. Avada, the din of Isser Gizav Avoid, is when he wasn't in the farm when the behemoth was born. It wasn't there b'shas when the name was born. This is a giz avoid. This chal b'shas later. The Israel wasn't there. The Bible wasn't there. But chal b'shoisik b'shas. This is a giz avoid. Avada, the Israel giz avoid is not coming off of his shtika. Doesn't pass shtika either. It's not coming off his shtika. By the rishonim and the binyan and the tzuras shmaitz of the sugya, it can't be that the shail v'kedish is nosiv mikoyach. I'm coming. The koyach hakdosha nemsich mikoyach shtika either. Because I'm saying v'shtel to gemara, v'shtel to the gemara. The suffix of bechers. So, Be'emes Toisvus Taka says, when we get back, to Toisvus, Toisvus Taka learns that the suffix of Igdisha is coming Mikoyach Shtika Koyda. But Toisvus Taka says, B'chidashim Shah, the Taka, there's two separate sveikas in the Sugi. There's a Shaila of Igdisha, and the Shaila Mesusa Mechor, no Shaychas. We'll see, maybe we'll talk out a little bit how Toisvus learned. But Toisvus is willing to chop up the Sugi. Very big Deichim Shah. I think the Lashon Nachas Dovid is Lay Nitin Li Omer Him Shah. Toisvus says, a big Deichim Shah. The other Rishonim weren't willing to say that. The Rishonim learned it's one Sugi. So if we have the Tzuras of Shmaitz Lefanenu, that is to say the same suffix in three cases, we have to be able to find that there's a Shaila of Igdisha by Talis, that's the same Shaila by Mesusa and Bechers. So Nochem, back to the drawing board. What is the Tzad that could be a Hekdash? Where's the Bailus over here? You can't say that Duch the Hekdash, I have Bailus. We have to have a Hekdash that on them is Meyusid, the Maisa HaGdosha. We have to have Bailus before the Maisa HaGdosha. So what is the Tzad? What is the Tzad that Hekdash is Chal? What's the suffix of the Gemara? So let's start slow. Before we want to explain what is the tzad is hekdash, I think this is the psicha to the sugya. I want to ask a shayla fucha. That is a fact like a shayla. Shayla of the ganze sugya. It's a shayla manchu. However, the Gemara had a shayla. Is it hegdish? Nish hegdish. Lamdish dibur. Mr. Osikil hegdish. Loi tokfa. Okay? We're asking, what is the tzad hegdish? Ich hab an anderer Schar. Ich will fragen, was ist der tzad ist nicht hegdish? What's the tzad in the sugya? It's not hegdish bachal. What are we talking about over here? The shayla of the more hegdisha. The sofik is a kodesh bevada, a kodesh besofik. It's much in the sugya nish tazad. It's much in the sugya that the shayla of the more hegdisha ve'inim hegdusha is whether it's not, it's kodesh bachal. On the tzaddik disha in the Mekadosh is, it's muchach in the sugya that it's not hegdish mechal. The Ran read this duch mefurish. The Ran says, if either the shayla is it hegdish or is it hegdish mechal? That's the shayla gemar. It's muchach in the sugya. The gemar, the shayla mesusa. The question wasn't is the hegdish could go, could the gizbar go take it? It wasn't gizbar mechal. The gemar says lehegdi. The question was whether or not the rabbanon parshim ine. Whether or not it's chal, it's tzad hegdish. It's muchach in the gemar. If it's tzad, it's ain't a Mekadosh. There's no shim sofik. Mukhin the if the halacha would be hegdish and mukadesh, the rabbanon don't have to be mafresh from it. There's no tzad that this chayv is hegdish. It's makor from the Ran. It's mukhach that the shaila clears time we're talking about is there a tzofik hegdish? We don't know for sure it's Ruvin. In all these cases, halom gavar, it's always a tzofik. The fact that he made a hegdish is machriya the tzofik. It's other not machriya the tzofik. The question is whether or not there's even a tzofik hegdish. He has a tzad bailus. Is there even a tzofik hegdish? So fregzich hashayil. If we're clearing about a tzofik hegdish. So what's the tzad? There isn't at least a Sofik Hegdish. How could there not be a Sofik Hegdish? In all of these cases, in all three cases, Avada, it's Maman Amut B'Sofik. There's a Sofik HaShoko. By Bechor, Gvis HaZoy, Mesusa, Gvis HaZoy also. Even by Shnayim Arichs Metal, Bezen passing a Chloik, Bezen got down to the bottom of the Sofik, Bezen was Machriya, the Mevar, that's in Sofik. Bezen passing a Psaak, a Psaak, a Psaak, a Psaak. But Bezen was Machriya, the tzad, that Zichur wasn't moving Talis. So Fregdur Shal in all three cases, how could there be a tzad that it's not Avada is chal misofik, a tzad hegdish. By Mesusa Sashtarkis, by Mesusa the pellet. Reuven and Shimon are fighting over a merchatz, standing with the Rabin. Bezen has no idea. And Reuven's magdish to Mesusa. What's the tzad? It's not hegdish. Of course it's, why shouldn't it be? It's Avada be a sofik hegdish. It's Avada, full sofik. That's Reuven, it's a sofik. Bezen has no idea. No one took it, Shimon didn't take it yet. Reuven's magdish, what shouldn't it be? So this is about the answer is Gosha, it's a Pasha Ad Gosha, but this is opens up also. The answer is a Pasha Ad Gosha, stay in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Tzad, that it's not Hegdish, the Gemara says, Ma Beisei B'Shusai Af Hegdish B'Shusai. The answer is, the Hegdish is not enough to have Bailus. Hegdish is not enough, what we call Shaloi. Not enough that halachically, if you're Emes, Klapi Shmaya Galia, I own the Chafetz. In order to make a Hegdish, the Maisa Ad Gosha Be'etzim is a Biti of someone's Bailus. In order to transfer something to Hegdish, you need bialus, you need a certain koich of bialus. And that father's shlita, that father's rishus, that father that has to be, that it's mishlitosi. Right? The ultimate dogma for that is, my chavit is by a gazlan, I'm using it as a mushroom. My chavit is by a gazlan, even though I own it, but I can't be magdish because he has kinyonic zelo, or he's holding it back from me. I'm felt in my shlita. So what are we asking? We're asking that in all three cases, avada, there's a tzadi has bialus. You're right, tzadi has bialus. Abishmai Galia could be they even know he has bialus. That's not enough. You need Rishus. Why isn't there Rishus here? And this is where we're getting to the Lomdus of the start. The Lomdus starts. Why isn't there Rishus? Don't state Dogish. This Dogish. This is the Chiddush of HaSugya. That's all. State in HaSugya that when it's Chalad in Mamun Mutul B'Safik on my Mamun, when it's Chalad in Mamun Mutul B'Safik on my Mamun, culture came in Bezdin is yet the task exactly. But even without that, by Kolvom Gavar also and Mesusa, when it's Chalad in Mamun Mutul B'Safik on my Mamun, and my mom is not necessarily recognized as Bezin, because Bezin says my mom is being challenged by someone else has a claim on my mom. That itself takes away my Rishus. I don't have Shlita. I can't just go and take my Chafetz. Bezin holds the Suffolk. It's not proved. My Bailus is not proved. I can't access my Bailus. My Bailus is unproved. My Bailus is being argued about. My Talis, Kolja of Adis, as I say. My Talis is Paskin, Bezin Paskin on the other Chetz of the Talis, even though I hold its mind. But Bezin Paskin, the Chimin has. But by Kolom Gavar Vaistois, there's a Dogish, very Choshev of Doshin, Kolom Gavar. The Kol Mugavar is not Shtam Asilik, Bezin says, I have no idea. Bezin paskins that there's a Choshev enough Sofik over here. There's a Choshev, Bezin licenses a Sofik. And Bezin says, the din of that Sofik is, Mishe Yigvar is going to be Goyver. So that itself is a clap to my Shlita in the moment. I hold, if you have missed, I own the Mesusa. But Bezin paskin, no, Mishe Yigvar is going to get it. So the way it is, Kayoim Hazeh, this is the Psicha to the Sugya, Kayoim Hazeh, I zikr don't have enough Bailus being Magdish to Chafetz. Zikr. Because if I have Bailus, I need Rishus. It's not in my Rishus. It's not in my Shlita. Nusach was labeled this word, that the Sofik are Gnum in my Bailus. The Sofik are Gnum in my Bailus. This is the Psych of the Sugi. The Sofik, and he knows what he meant. The Sofik affected, the Sofik Mamoy affected the fact that my Bailus, it's not recognized. It's not recognized like I be the Shlita of the Bailus. The Sofik are Gnum in my Bailus. That's the Pesach of the sugya. That's where the whole sugya starts. The Meila, the Gemara, is it sad that the Hekdash is not Chal B'Chlal? Maybe the Hekdash is not Chal B'Chlal? The Hekdash is not Chal B'Chlal. Oh, so what is the Tzad is here? So what is the Tzad? Forget it now, let's go back. What is the Tzad is here? Oh. So, Chorah, it starts the Shaila. Chorah, the Gemara's Tzad is, say, the Marum is in the Rishonim. It's a very sosim digasugya. It's the Gantz Zach, it's not Nishchlor, but Marum is in the Rishonim of Or. Iran, says the Nusach, Rashi and Beis, Iran explaining the Stadim of the Gemara. And he explains it out of Hegdash. He says, since the Talis is Besafik, since the Talis is in all the cases of the Gemara, Gemara was never Mavar, even though right now we pass in the Bible says Bayenim, but the Gemara is never Mavar. Since the Talis is Besafik, and the Lashon of the Ran is that V'yesh lo Ezedin, it's the Lashon of the Ran. And Reuven has Episodin in the Talis, that he can get it in a certain way. He has Ezedin, the Lashon of the Ran is Ezedin. The Lashon of Rashi in Amabez, Rashi calls it Ezekoyach. Rashi says, that when he's talking about the Bechor, he says the Kohen has a Koyach that he could go and grab this talus, grab this Bechor, and it would stay by him. So it's Eze Din, and an Eze Koyach, that's where it starts off, that's the Sofek Gemara. Maybe that's where I could base my Hegdash on. Again, the fact that I have just a Sofek, the fact that there's a Sofek, that's Klap Yishma Galia, that's not going to give me any Rishus in the Chavis. Oh, but it's not just the Sofek Ba'alma that's hovering around the world. I have Epis from that Sofek. I can go and I can take, there's a certain circumstances, I can go and take the talus, I can go and take the Bechor, the mezuzah, I can go and take the Bechor. That's called, I have Ezedin, Ezekoyim. In the Lashon of Rabbi Seinu, Pshach, look at Pshach, Bikurim, Dala, Dala, that's Rav Nochem, they call this what they call Schus Tkifa and Schus Tvisa. The Sofek and the Sugya starts off, then all three cases, and this is the Tzarashav in all three cases, in all three cases I have a Schus Tvisa and a Schus Tkifa. By talus, my schus tfisa is with the shasab psoik savach. We have to get back to that. It makes an achkamina, but it's with the shasab psoik savach. And by kolon goodbye, by mesusa and bechard, stam a glata tfisa. I don't need any side things. I could go be toifus and I could get it. I have now what's called the schus tfisa. That is the whole. That's the psicha of the sugi. That's where the sugi starts. We know there's a problem with shusa. The problem is where could the schus tfisa? Where's the schus? Could the schus tfisa help me out of here? First, we're saying it in general. I'm going to get down the product. But the fact that I have a potential to go and access my bilis, maybe develop, maybe it was a lashon, I could develop my sad in the sofik. I could develop it, that makes it that I do have a rishus, my bilis, which is always a sad in the world, it's always a sad klapei shmaya galya. I have a rishus, I have it sad in the moment. This is my psan egin mashmois, this whole din is not written anywhere in the Gemara. Where did we shine him? Where did the Rechmanim get it? Maybe. So Remes and Teich Pasugya. And Pasugya, Boitzach of Eschus Kiva, is the name of the sofik, the Gemara calls it Igdisha Baloi Tatfa. That's the name of the Sofik. Higdisha b'loy tatfa. What is the Higdisha? Higdisha. What's the lashon? Higdisha b'loy tatfa. The Gemara is coming to tell me that if your tatfa would be different, that's poshut. More than that, the Rach, at the end of the sugi, the Rach, when he brings the Shema Minah, he says over the Sofik, he says, Shema Minah, Higdisha b'loy tatfa, Nukudeshes. That's the name of the Sofik, Higdisha b'loy tatfa. That's my room is this rape. That's the Gemara's Mugram is this rape. Higdisha b'loy tatfa. Kilo have a schus tkiva. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's not Stam Hegdish. Igdisha b'loi, hot the schus tkiva. That's the Gemara's coming to Meramis. Hot the schus tkiva. When Igdisha b'loi the schus tkiva. Could it be koyach that tkiva? Could the Hegdish be chal? That's the aleph beis of the sugi. We just got to, after a little bit of work, we just got to the aleph beis of the sugi, the few roi vishayim. Everyone will accept, we'll see. Taisis in the sugi of Igdisha learns nishka zoi. The Ritva maybe learns, the Ritva's learning this, but aleph vishayim. Ban, Rajba, Ran, Rashi, the Rach, all learn this is the psicha, this is the sugi, and them jaits of the sugi. We have a Sofik Talos, we have a Sofik Nesus, we have a Sofik Bechor, and them is the Schus, we call it Schus Tfisa, Schus Tkifa, and the Schus. But I have a Schus, I have a way that I could be able to take out and extricate my bilis. I could get out my bilis that I have over here. Is that the first Sofik Gemara is, the first Talos Gemara is, do we say that I could do that Kaman de Tokfa Dom? We're going to get back to what's the Kaman de Tokfa. Or the Nisht, Holei Tokfa. What is Holei Tokfa? It's potential, very nice, you have potential. You have a Koyach, potential to do something. Oba Kayoy Mazet, those garnish. Again, Hegdish has to be built on the Hoiva. You can't say that the Etzim Hakdosh is going to start from what the Hegdish is going to give you. You have to have something now. So the second side is Holei Tokva. Very nice potential. If he's Tokiv, he can develop his Bibles. But right now, our head garnished. Right now, he doesn't have Rishus. The Schus Tkif is Nishanah. Oh. Now, after we got to the first hour, there's a Musa called Schus Tkif, and I want to be mimic a little bit what this Schus Tkif is. Plus, it's the nature of the Schus Tkif of our. Sounds like. You saw it is. If I have a mamon lamut v'sofik, and any time I have a chetimsa to be goyver in the sofik, to be moitzi my mamon mitoich the sofik, any time I have a chetimsa to be moitzi my bailus lor mitoich the sofik, That's called a Zchus Tifa. Is it Takazoi? Every Chatimsa, any time I have a Zuzav, if I have a Chatimsa, I have a potential to go get a Bailus in the Chivsa, that's going to give me a Koyach, and that's going to give me Shum Koyach, and give me Ezer Din. So that's a Chiz Nishan and the Greece Hagosh. Big Yisoyim Nisim. The Rishon Reis Marum is this Taina. We started that the Gemara's whole Shiloh was Miyusid on the previous Sugi. The Psicha, the Gemara's Psicha to the Sugi was, that the whole time I have a shayla of Gdisha B'lei Tokfa is only Im Tim Saloimar in Reb Zeiru Sofik Tokfa Echa Lifan Einu Ein Moitzi Miyadu. Phrase of a shayla, why do you have to get into the traffic of the whole sugya? That whole shayla, spoke about last week, very confusing shayla. The Gemara was said clear in the beginning of the sugya Pshitus, that if you shosach mitchila v'atzoy, if Reuven grabs the talus and Shimon shosach mitchila v'atzoy, if Reuven gets the talus, they had two mahalchim, what the lumdis is, oh, it's a clear din, that's uncontested. Why does the Gemara have to be telling on the stuff of the sugya? It should be poshuti as a schus tkifa. Let the Gemara clear the shayla, gdish like that. This lamdish shayla was saying is a schus tkifa enough or not, based on the fact what builds the schus tkifa? What builds the schus tkifa? The fact that if you shosak michil vatzoyf, that's I have a schus tkifa. Again, we're saying our sugi is coming based on a schus tkifa potential. Why can't the potential be built on the fact that if I would take it to be shosak michil vatzoyf, I would get the bialus? What do I need then? And this is the greatest sedogish in the sugi and the greatest hashlamah we spoke about last week. That which we're saying is chus tifa could give you bailus. It's not any time I have a chetimsa to schlep arois bailus from this matzah. For keret. If it's not schlep arois bailus, that's not going to help me. Why? Posh or dodge. Again, when we built the sugya, the hegdish has to be built on bailus far the maisa hegdish. And by etzim, we saw that the sofik of suganum in zain bailus. Today, it's oim de besofik. It's oim de besofik. I don't have bailus. I don't have, my bios have bios that's not, they have no shlita on. It's not usable bios. Bios that cannot usable bios. It's not accessible bios. Today, this is garnished. Today, there's nothing there. I could develop bios. Say that, but what does that do today? The schus tkiva has to be something that connects to today. That is already shiroshe behoiva. If it's an osid, if it's an asidus, if it's something that I could develop, something that could be mechadish. No, it has to be something that's in the matziv of the sofek. Again, what's the problem? The problem is that the suffix take away my bios. I have to have something that answers that problem. In the suffix, the same suffix that takes my bios, I say, I still have something in the suffix. I could grab of him and he's going to be shosik mitchil v'atzoif, he's going to be meida, it's going to be oy suffix, avada, it's oy suffix. That's not called a schus tkifa. That's not going to tell me I have something today in the suffix. That tells me I have a chetimsa to force it to give me the money. Whether or not you say we had two nischois last week, avada if you say shosim etil vatzorif etoy does baldin, avada that's true, avada that's considered as chachus. But even if the other nisch we said shosim etil vatzorif, it's achronid in turrets. We said if Yenin's not timing any more kula shali, Bezdin avada says no, it's not kula shali. Bezdin's getting machriya the talus as is. That's also a new achro. Today it's not like that. Today he's timing kula shali. Today there's a sofik. Oh, I have a hechatimsa to make it that he's going to close the court case. What does that do with Heinz? Well, how's that? That schus tkif is not going to talk to Heinz. We're buying. It's muchach from the hakdama of the sugya of the Gemara hinged the shayla on shosav b'shrei sovach. At the Gemara, not every single hechatimsa is going to give me going to give me schus tkif. Going to say that I have bailus today in the hoivet. So vos yeah, dafka shosav b'shrei sovach. So vos is. So this is what comes. That mamish all the way we said yesterday last week, and this is where it's coming from. It's coming from our sugya. It's a muchach. What type of schus tkifa gives me? What schus tkifa gives me a bailus today? What talks to today? Only something, yeah, that's based on the tzad sofik that I have today. Again, I have a tzad sofik, and if I could find something that brings out that tzad sofik, can't add on too much. If it adds on too much, if we're coming with naya koiches, then it doesn't talk today. It has to be something that's moitzi lepoil, that takes out what I had today. Stay in the Gemara, if you hold shosak, say sovach, then halach is do you lay, that builds a schus tkifa. Friends of Hashayel, if shosak, say sovach, is a positive oida, is a hoidog mura on the tzad of do you lay. If it's a dog mura, so then vayta, that's also not a schus tkifa. So does state in all the rishonim, all the rishonim we're learning that the suffix of the Gemara by Gdisha b'lei Tokfa is based on a schus tkifa. It's a sugya arucha we tried to speak out last week, that by Gdisha, by shosak, looks like sovach, we spoke about the ikar ingredient of the reason why we say ein moitzi miyadi is not coming from the hoidog. It's coming from the mechzokus. It's coming from the tkiva, right? We said the diak last week. The Reb Zeir declared tokva echal b'faneinu, and the diak is chesav in our sugya. Nochemol. The Gemara says intim seloimar, intim seloimar. Reb Zeir tokva echal b'faneinu. The Gemara doesn't say intim seloimar. I do ya lay. Because if the Gemara would say intim seloimar, I do ya lay, it wouldn't be a suffix over here. No, intim seloimar. The halacha is if tokva echal b'faneinu, he has a way to be a muchzik. He has a way to take his sad sofik, and the same sad sofik that he had before is mechzokis, he's mahafik them into mechzokis. That's the yisod of a schus tkifa. The yisod of the schus tkifa is, let's go before the Shneimer's analysis is cloudy. Let's go to Bechor. The Kohen, the same sad sofik that you had before he grabbed it, which is named it's his, he now, when he grabs it, it was all he accomplishes, he turns into a mechzokis. He wasn't mechadish any other thing. He just took that sad and now he's a mukhsik of that sad. That's all he did. And there's a tzad, we're going with the tzad, then he wins with that. That's a schus tkifa. That I call a schus tkifa, gevaldik. It means I have a tzad bailus, and I have a way to mamish bring out that tzad bailus. Not too much of a schadish, it's not like mechadish and I tzad bailus. I'm bringing out the other tzad bailus, I'm becoming a mukhsik again in bailus. If the rishonim are being madame, shosik psoi sovach talis, the same thing, shteito, it's the same thing. Shteito shosik psoi sovach, kinira, the shtik is only an ingredient, it's a tanai. It's not the ikr. The ikr koyach is the mechzokis, is the etzim tkifa. It's only a tanai ba'alma. If it wouldn't be, if the shtika would be building something, if the shtika would be the ikr koyach, the ikr ingredient and the reason why by talking about it, I'm getting it, then it couldn't create a schus tkifa. It's mucha from our sugya that the schus tkifa bites it, that the shas b'savach is not how you dog more. And this dog is really saying, she's mefurish in the Rajba and the Ran. Rajba, Nusach is, Rajba says clearly, Rajba says, hoyl v'shtika kazu, in the kazu. Hoyl v'shtika kazu, he could be zoich in it. Zok to Rajba, that's what he's talking about. Lashon the Rajba is mefurish, Rajba b'varns. All the Rajba, mamish mefurish. He says, I the Gemara says, oy the adudah, hochi kamar. Anyone knows that I read Rishonim, hochi kamar means a kloima. Hochi kamar means it's not posh pshat. Dr. Rajba, the Gemara before said, oy duma, oy dudu, like Dr. Rajba, it's a hochi kamar. It's not a full oida. It's not a full oida. So Rajba's saying, it's not a full oida. There was no tzad in Shabbos Dabak, it's a oida Gemara. There's a tzad tzvicha, there is no tzad tzad Gemara. It's enough of a oida to allow you to be a muchzik. We spoke about last week, we'll speak maybe more. But it's not a full oida. And the Ran is the only, we don't have time to go into it, but the Ran is the whole. Everyone knows the Ran is Mechudish Shikha Mahalik in last week's sugya. And the Ran says, V'somach tira mash machichain of Farish came. You're going to see machichain of Farish came. The Ran Batson says two malachim, but the tzad hashev of both of them is, the Ran comes in with the tkifus, with the anoch in the sugya before. There's no tzad vade yoido. It can't be the tzad vade yoido. That's that tzad hashev of both, the two pshatim in the Ran before. It can't be shots of the suffix. At the most is a suffix yoido. That's where the Ran starts, and then he has to make a whole new sugi, he has to make a whole surgery to explain the sugi before. But that's where he comes, it has to be a suffix yoido. Because the Ran means, he says, the Ran means our sugi. Because an asugi is muchak that there is no chlor yoido that's helping me out. Because if there's a chlor yoido that's helping me out, then there's no kol tzchus tkifa. Dr. Raj, Dr. Ran, b'somach tira, ma'ashrichim ha'achim l'farish came. You'll see, because if not, there's no shayla by Shabbat, but there's no shayla should be hegdish. If there's a positive hoidah that's working over there, so then that doesn't make us chus tkifa. We need that the hoidah shouldn't be working positively. It's coming the ikr from the mukzokas. You need the shtika as an ingredient, as a tanai, as a siyu. We'll talk about that soon a little bit, what the gedder of the siyu is. But this is muchach, it's muchach, and that's the difference between shosim mitil latzoif and shosim tzoif. Oh. So here, we have a little bit down there. We forgot the aleph base, what the aleph is, the sugya boitzach. The sugya, the clear of the sugya is, if the koyach hegdish is the schus tkifa. We boy, the schus tkifa is not a schachos. The schus tkifa is that when the sad sofek I have right now, which right now is not recognized, but if I have a way that I could, the same sad come out, the same sad, it can't be the most schachos, I could bring it to a position where it could be recognized, that says that I already see the schol of that bailus now. I already see that schol of that bailus now. I can bring that same tzad sofek like I have at the moment to a point where it's recognized by Bezin. The Bezin's going to give me machzik it by me, and it's going to pass an name in the yodoy. In all three cases, clear to Gemara, maybe it should be. I could start off hektish in that. I have shum koyach. I have ezadin. The lashon of the Ran is mikoyach. This ezadin. It's memoyin eksas. The lashon of the Ran, which means it's b'shusi eksas. It's b'shusi eksas. I have a certain handle. I have a certain way to bring it out. That's what we're holding right now. Fregzer hashayla. I want to go to Tosis in a second. Fregzer hashayla. If that's the Yisrael Shail Gemara, why does the Gemara need the Hadoshah? And the Gemara says over the Shail Gemara, why does the Gemara stress that a Hegdish is commanded to talk? Why does the Gemara need that for? Even if the Hegdish is not commanded to talk. We're saying, we're just busy screaming for a while, that the Schus Kifa gives me something today. It gives me something today. We're saying you can't build the Hegdish based on what you're taking through the Hegdish. It has to be based today. And we're saying the fact that there's a potential, I have a way, I have a certain potential to be moiti my bios el pearl, that gives me bios. So why does Marnie that the Hegdish could be in command to talk for? I'm building this to you very slow, every point is very, 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 very harsh. Seitan nochachwa. If you're using nocha point, nocha knech in the schust kifa, seitan that the schust kifa is not just a litmus test that you have bios. No, it's not litmus test that you have bios. Schust kifa doesn't say I already have bios for carrot, I don't have bios. Today I don't have bios. I don't have bios. Schus tkifa is, I have the bailus of a schus tkifa. That's what I have. The amount of bailus that I have today is to make a tkifa. I have the bailus that if and when I make myself into a muchzik, this bialus comes out. But kayoim hazeh, the way it is, it's not developed. It's an undeveloped bialus. What I have is, I have the ability to develop it. So only if we say hegdish is a tkifa, then the schus tkifa can help me out like I'll be hegdish. Bialus to do things that are not a tkifa, I don't have. Today I don't have anything. Let me get a tzio. Just say what the R is. Only if hegdish is command the tkifa. Let's say instead of being magdish the mesusa, he was makne to somebody. He wasn't magdish it. He was makne to his friend. If he was makne the talis, or he was makne the mesusa to his friend, daksa mafurshim, it won't work. It won't work. There's no tzad anymore. There's no tzad. He didn't make a hakno. There's no tzad. Why? Because when you make a hakno, there's no din of kimisirasa lahed. The din of hegdish, the din of kimisirasa lahed is only by hegdish. Only when you make hegdish, consider the lashav shem, I gave it over to the gizba. But I'm makne it to my friend Levi. Yeah, I didn't give it over to him. I makne it to him. I didn't give it over to Fizzle Gittin. That's the mafurish gemara. That if we're dealing with Haganah, it's poshit. It doesn't work. I was a schus tkifa. I was a schus tkifa. Why not? Why can't I be makne my friend a schus tkifa? The answer is, as we're trying to show, no. Because the schus tkifa, what's the content of the schus tkifa? The content of the schus tkifa is that you have an akuda, a shayrish of a bailis, the Indian to go be a muksik with it, to go become a muksik, to be turkic with it. Other things that you're not going to become a muksik with it, you're makne to yenem, you're not a muksik yet. I've had that to the bailis and talk to me anymore. Oh. Nor hegdish, which hegdish kufa is developing that bailis into a muksakus. Look, I mean, that the schus tkifa speaks to. The schus tkifa says, Echob, der midas bailis obich in the sofik. Echob, a midas bailis that when I ve a muksik, when I become a muksik, so that's what I have. So, nochemo, avada, we're starting, the schus tkifa starts from before the hegdish. But it only speaks to something that through what I'm going to do, through my development, I can only do things, I can only exercise my bialis in ways that the schus tkifa speaks to. That's only if, it's only through things I'm being a hegdish that I'm developing the bialis.
Oh. You said about Tzavach and Tzchil Vatzayt
in
the Ran also?
What do you mean? Oh, so you're asking, are you asking right now? I don't have.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to get to that. I'll get back to that. Aaron's asking a very good child, and I'll get back to that first. We can tell you this. He said, if, after we just said it's true, it's before Shigemara, you need, it's not enough to have the ability to schus the koyach. You have the koyach potential. It needs to be that the koyach is saying that I have the koyach to make a tkifa, and I'm making the tkifa right now. He's asking, so why do you need shtika? What happened? Maisa, at the end of the day, after all of this, was saying, and shosuk say sovak is not the binyan, it's not the ikr, sibo why I'm having the bailus, but avada to tonight. Avada liyatzur, he actually is koyach. His schus tkifa, avada has a condition, has an ingredient. We call it an ingredient, we call it a side ingredient, we call it a condition. At the end of the day, you need shtika. So if we're saying that the hegdish has to be viewed as a command to talk for, where is the shtika here? There's a dover gadol on the sugya. We're going to get back to it. I'm going to finish it, but this is the last part of the sugya. So we're going to get back to that. We're going to get back to that ben rishon. But the vaila, we have the sugya, the fi, the rishonim, the fi, Rashi. Like Rashi also learns like the rishonim. Rashi learns all three shailas of the same shaila. So chinul adin, that the shayrish of the shaila in talis, in the susa, in the chart, the shayrish of the shaila is that I have what's called a schus tkifa. I have what's called a schus tkifa. In all three cases, and in all three cases for different reasons. In the first, the case of talis is because of the shasim say sava. In the case of mesusa, the revolution is called on gavar. And by bechar, because we pass kinim leitzim the other. However, tzara shav is I have a schus tkifa. In clear to Gemara, do we say, nikoyet that schus tkifa, I can make a hegdish, which also is a tkifa. I could use that to make a hegdish, which is also a tkifa. Or the nisht, holy talk from the maisa, schus tkifa, schus ma'alma, maisa, hank, it's not developed yet. It's not enough for shus to make hegdish. Toisvis. The Maisa, point number four, Toysis, the Maisa doesn't learn that that's the Safiq of the Gemara. Toysis learned the Safiq of the Gemara very balabatish. Toysis learned the more Shal Fikdish, what he talked about. The Shal was there Shtika Koidona? Toysis is not basing the Hegdish off. The Hegdish is not coming to Kirkus Kifa. The Kendish is coming to Kirkus Shtika Koidona. If he's Shoysik, what's the study of Shal? When I'm Toykif and he's Shoysik, Avada, it's Ligdendor Shtika Koidona. But Hegdish is Dvoran Baalma, Hegdish is not a physical grabbing. Hegdish is not a physical grabbing. Who says over there the Shtika? Tells me anything about it. Shtika zayda. So if he toises the tzad that is hegdish is mikoich shtika zayda. It's not mikoich eschus tkifa. Toises makes rukimta that our case is talking about. Also with shasim b'lei sava. The gemashayla hegdish is talking with hegdish b'lei shasim b'lei sava. And the shayla b'itzich of shtika zayda. As I learn toises. Lamaisa toises is maskim that the hemshach of the sugi. The next toises is maskim. As I understand the masha, I'm shiv. Ben Yeshua the nachas dovi. The toises is maskim the hemshach of the sugi is not talking about a baal da batz shayla shtika zayda. It's mochach because by becharis there is no din, there is no musik of shtika koyda. So Tosfos learns, which was pointed out before, it's a very choppy pshat in the sugya, that the toshma of the mesusa was not from what the way the Gemara on the base cleared the shal of mesusa. The toshma of mesusa is what the Gemara didn't speak about. Toshma says We know Lamaisa there was a shtika by Mesusa, and we see the sugya didn't handle that. The whole sugya dreitzer, a ganze sugya from the base. And the Gemara is not handling shtika. There's no factor. The Gemara is not using shtika as a factor. The Gemara is only using schus kifa. The Gemara is going to only use the schus kifa. That's going to be the whole shaila. Why did the Gemara use shtika? I see side cheetahs. I see the Gemara held that by hegdash shtika is not kaida. That's what Tosis learned. But the shaila of Mesusa and the shaila of Bechar, Tosis agrees more or less. It's very similar to the Yishanim. It's based on the schus kifa. I don't have time. Time doesn't allow me. Go into how Tosis learns about the Shinuim and Tosis, but more or less Tosis learns that the Shaila by Mesusa and Bechor is based on the fact that I have potential to grab it. I have potential to grab it, but Etzim is like a Schus Tkifa. Tosis also is going into that world that I can make a Hezbisham based on Schus Tkifa. But Tosis learned the first Shaila wasn't that way, and it's a Pshitus Menatzai. Fregzich HaShaila doesn't want to know. Akama Tosis is Nochis to the world of Schus Tkifa. So why didn't Tosis learn that way in the beginning of the Sukkah? The Mashal, the Ritvas, all the Ritvas, I can say they're taking out Nochis to the Rishonim. The whole Sugi they learn are Shtika Kaidah. Very hard Ritvas, but they don't learn. But Tosis says, Tosis is maskil, that the Shaila of Mesus and Shaila Bukhar is coming from Mesus Tkifa. So why didn't Tosis learn? Why didn't Tosis make what the Nachdor calls a Pshat Chiyef, Shir, Niel, Lady, Tin, Liomer? Why didn't Tosis make such a choppy Sugi? This Sugi, it's not a Hemshik Bechal. Why was Tosis Mashan and Ma'ar Roh Tosis Mashan? I think there's a lot of answers, and a lot of them are true. I think there's a lot of answers to this question. But I want to bring out, is going to be in the SSAs, the Sugis before. I want to bring out a Gavaldig and a Kuga. I think it's Emes Yeradarka, the Tosis is a different world than the Rishon. Emes Yeradarka, the Tosis is Mamish like Mishtal Levek now. Tosis couldn't learn by Shnayim Oyechs Metalis. Tosis couldn't learn that the Suffolk was Schus Tkifa. What is the Yisrael of Schus Tkifa? Explain, Schus Tkifa has to talk to the present. It has to say that I see right now the beginning of what you could develop. I see right now the beginning of what you could develop. Something that's nischadish. Hoidog Mura, like we said, Hoidog Mura, if Shazam is not going to help. Dachzachimir, it's Mucha. Then Toysh Shtay, not like I said last week. Toysh Shtay, last week we were screaming that the whole Tzan, this week also, that the whole Tzan of Shazam is Savach, that it's a Duyu Dulay, is not Hoidog Mura. We're trying to buy in the Rishonim, the Diyukim in the Rishonim, talk for Echelofanenu, the mission, the Rashi, everything we're trying to Medaik, that it wasn't Hoidog Mura. In Toysh Shtay, Nishvim here. Toysh Shtay, Nishvim here. How do I know? Because Tosis says Lehedia, that if there's a shtika kaidav shtosavach, Tosis says Ruvain's makdish the talis that's in Shimon's hands. So Tosis, if there's chaladin shtika kaidav shtosavach, it becomes a pikadin in the hands of Shimon. It becomes a pikadin in the hands of Shimon. If you use the mahalas that we use, that we're using the whole time, that the shtika is not a haidav, the shtika is an ingredient that allows Ruvain to develop a mechzokus. If the shtika is only an ingredient that allows Reuven to develop a machzokas, how could Tosis says that it works when it's in Shimon's hands? Tosis says that the shtika works when it's still in Shimon's hands. We were trying to say that shtika, the mahalach hashos, the topic is not haidog mura, it's just a combination that allows you to make a machzokas. Tosis before Shimon says. Tosis says that the shtika works even though it's in Shimon's hands. The Ramban argues on Tosis, Nashukalei, Ramban says, let the shtika. Ramban says, even if Shimon shows it doesn't come up a cotton in his hands. Ramban says, Lehedia, the shtik is not strong enough to be moitzi from somebody who's not in his hands. Ramban takas, like we're saying until now, like we were screaming until now, that the Ramban holds that it's not a hoidogamur. Ramban was told that it's not a hoidogamur. But Tosfos holds it's hoidogamur, it's muchach minei bein Tosfos, and it's pshat in Tosfos, the way he learned the sugya. That the shtik of shasik of Tosfos is hoidogamur. What do you do with all the diukim last week? Achveis, I don't know. Nachazdov already says, Tosfos a lot of times doesn't go. Pashat Zachin in the Sugiya goes Bosa Svar. Tosis doesn't learn like everything we were saying last week. Tosis learns even by Shosip Soysovach, it's a Hoidog Mura. Duyuduyle is a Hoidog Mura. You have to know why it helps Adim, you have to work out. But it's a Hoidog Mura. Yeah? Aybazo, if Tosis holds a Hoidog Mura, Nifla Yosef. Tosis couldn't learn. Tosis couldn't learn that the Sufik by Shnayim Yosef Metalis is based on Skos Tkifa. By Mesus and by Bechor over there, I don't need any Hoidog. I have a Skos Tkifa, I have a Glatta Skos Tkifa, a straight Skos Tkifa, I can go grab it, I can get it. But Shnayim Oyes Metalis, the only way I could get it, I could get it is at least to have a Shasak Zay Sovak. That's the least. That's Oidog Mura Vitoisvis. That's a Skachus. That's a Nai Kirch in Torah. If not showing me I have a Bios in the Sofik, that's very Oisofik. Oh, Oisofik. Meila Toisvis couldn't learn that the Sofik is based on the Schus Tkifa. All the Rishonim will learn this way. That's what we were saying before. And all the Rishonim, it's Mukhach, the Ran, the Rajba, the Ramban. In Rashi, it's all muchak that they hold like takawek we boy that the shas play savach is not a hoidog mur. It's working with the machzokas, so that mele they could say this called a schus kifa. The etzem the tzad savik machzokas always is only a kayach that brings out the tzad savik. It brings out the tzad savik had before. That's called a schus kifa. Our toises were being mechiach and toises pshat alein minei obey. He holds that it's a hoidog mura. If toises holds a hoidog mura, If Tosis holds it's Haidah Gemura, so Tosis couldn't learn, and Tosis had no way to learn that the Shtika, that the Suffolk, I'm sorry, by Gdisha B'loi Tokva, was a Suffolk Mitzvah 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 Nifla B'Yosef, Tosis says that Doichet Pshat, Tosis had a Chureyach, Tosis had his back behind the wall. Tosis's back was forced behind the wall to say this, we call this Doichet Pshat. I want to go one more layer. This is going to be for next week. We have to next week. Ken Zayn, Yesh Dvar B'Goy, there's a Chureyach for Tosis to learn his Mahal. We're coming out right now, Machlekes Rishayim, came out all other Rishayim, except for Tosis, and the Ritva, they learn that the Shtik of Shosat Tosis Sovach is what we call not a full Haidah. I think there's a lot of versions of the Rishonim. It's a Pashtus Haidah, it's a Suffolk Haidah, there's a lot of different versions of the Rishonim. We'll see in Rashi soon. But the Tanashov is not a full Haidah. Tosis learned it's a full Haidah. Make a taste. Why Taka? Why didn't Tosis learn the Rishonim? Mamish Gesh Devarim Begoy. The Ma'is is Mavur, we spoke out last week, Mavur, that Bechshnaim Ma'is Metalis, Lekuliyam, a Tkifu without any Haidah. A Tkifu without any Haidah doesn't help. A Tkifu without any Haidah doesn't help. And the Shaila is why? Why did this kifu without any adult? We shouldn't talk about it. Maybe the very fact that he takes the talis, how can we take it away from it? So many we shouldn't show to the sugya of Tokfa Koyin. They say Tokfa Koyin in Moitzi Miyadah. The answer is because we pass in Tokfa Koyin in Moitzi Miyadah. This Cheshbon is in other places that want to start from our sugya. There's a big R and Tais is not Mashmallah. Tais is another base, brings the clone, starts going call the Kalashas, starts talking about Tokfa Koyin in Moitzi Miyadah. The Rosh also does. They don't mention our sugya. When they're talking about the Shiloh, when they're passing, Tafa Kain, Mitzim Yodai, Mitzim Yodai, they should bring a Makar from our Sugya. The Smach from Tosis that the Sugya before wasn't based on the din of Tafa Kain, Mitzim Yodai. It wasn't based on the din of Smash from Tosis that a Tkiva by Shnai Moisim Metalis doesn't help, even if you hold Tafa Kain, Mitzim Yodai. It's not based on the din of Tafa Kain, Mitzim Yodai. There's other Smuchim to say this. So Lachara, the conscious of fake is boys, after Tosis. In Baba Bas, Reish Baba Bas, and Furish in the Rush, like the Pshat of the Kunshita Sveikas, in the Rush of Bin Baba Bas, a big vort. There's a big Nikud in the Binyan of the Sugi. That Tosfos holds, there's a big difference when the Psak is a Moitzi Mechalvayan Yachloik. Tosfos holds the ability for a Tkifa to work by itself is only when the Psak prior to the Tkifa is a Moitzi Mechalvayan. A Moitzi Mechalvayan, you could change. You're the Moitzi now, he's the Moitzi. Change the Mechzokas, it's based on Mechzokas. Over Yachloiku, is a psak bezdin. Bezdin Tosis and Baba Basra the base. Bezdin maybe took consideration of mechzokas. Of mikoyach that at the end of the day, bezdin now paskin yachloik. A psak yachloik, Tosis says, there's a sort called lo yafsid koychen. A psak yachloik, you can't change. I just be changing the mechzokas. You can't change. Paskin yachloik. Mechzokas, a psak that's based on mechzokas, you can change by mechzokas. Or a psak yachloik, you can't change. You can't change. You're just becoming a mechzok. Near madvorim, that's why Tosis held that kifa doesn't help. If that's true, I'm going to nifle be yosef. Tosis l'shitasoi, he can't learn that the mahalach of shosik l'psei sovach is this middle part of his shtika koidah that allows me to develop a mechzokas. A way we're building that Tosis holds by yachloiku, by shnai moichs and metalis, the psak yachloiku, mechzokas can't change shnai moichs and metalis, can't change yachloiku. I need some sort of raya. Give me a haidah. Haidah could change the psak of yachloiku. Haidah could change the psak of yachloiku. Or mechzokas doesn't speak to shnai moichs and metalis. Mechzokas doesn't speak to Yachloiku. The Nifla B'Yosef, the Rishonim, although the Rishonim get initiated, the Rishonim, they still to the Sugya of Tokfa Koyin. They hold Yachloiku is not different than Mechzokas. The Rishonim, Lishitasim, are able to say that a Shosik of Sovach, a certain type of Mechzokas, could give me a Schus in Shnei Mechzokas Metalis. But Tosis, he had to, he was Muchrach, we buried from Tosis already. We catch him already, 2 points, for Tosis. That Tosis had to learn Tzaidah. Tosis, Muchi learned Tzaidah because Tosis learns it works even in Shimon's hand. And Tosis, we want to say Tosis is learning its Haidah, therefore Tosis wasn't able to learn this was Tkifa. The same Tosis we're trying to say, Tosis l'shitosoi, in the Gedorim of Yachloiku, Tosis had to learn that there's a new Haidah, because that's the only power, it's the only thing that can make Eichatimsa. So Mucha, going back to Sugya, Nifla B'Yoser, the first Sugya, the first Suffolk, which is Shnai Melech Sumitalis, Tosis learned that it was a Schus, the Shaila was, it was a Schus Tkifa, it wasn't a Schus Tkifa, it was a Shaila of Haidah. Because Tosis can't by Yachloiku, that's by Yachloiku. By Mesusa, Tosis, it doesn't learn like Rashi. Mesusa, Tosis learns it's called Om Gavar, it's not Shnai Moichsen. With Darkenu, Tosis couldn't have learned Mesusa or Shnai Moichsen. He had to learn it was called Om Gavar. Over there, there's an under Sofik. The Kum Tosis, Remain Cheshman, there's a three-way Lishitasei. Three points, like upon him. You can see in Tosis, Lishitasei, he had to learn. Only he could learn his Pran Sugi because only he could use his Haidah that it's a Sofik, that makes it it's a Pekadim Yadacher. Tosis, Mitzad Chain, he couldn't learn like the Rishonim. Tosis couldn't learn like the Rishonim. He couldn't learn that there's a schus kiva because of Haidah. And the third Lishitos is Tosis Lishitos and the Din Yachloiku has to learn that the Haidah is a Haidah Gemur. Back to Rishonim. This is what I want to fear. Back to Rishonim. The Rishonim do learn the sugya. The sugya is going with the schus tkif. The sugya is not handling the shtika kaidah. Because the Rishonim learn again that the idah is not a idah gemur. But I want to show and take it a step further. That it's not so poshut. I think every Rishon has his own connection exactly the way the shtika kaidah works. I'm only going to have time to talk about two Rishonim. You learn good. I think every Rishon has its own connection exactly how the shtika kaidah works. And the question is like this. I don't ask the shayla, but that's Mr. Ban's kasha. Ramban starts of the sugya. The Ramban says, Tamili, what's the shayla of Hegdash? What's the shayla of Hegdash? Hare, that which it helps is tkifa, lashon d'ran, it helps is tkifa, is only mikach shtika kaido. How is there tzad over here that's going to be Hegdash? So very balbatish, you learn the first time you learn the sugya, you see the Ramban's asking, what's going on in the sugya? What's tzad Hegdash? Where is it? But echre dvar, you learn the sugya, no. Ramban had fashtan in the ganze, he learned the sugya like we said, he learned it, at least in the beginning of the Ramban, he learned the shalas based on the schus tkifa. That's the pashup shan the sugya. But for Rechter Ramban, this is Aaron's kasha, what is the schus tkifa going to help me? But schus tkifa, we said, has to be that now it's a schus to have bailis do a tkifa. So you have to have hegdish, the hegdish making a tkifa. The whole schus tkifa is le'inyan to make a tkifa, then he's a shtika. Then he's a shtika, here there's no shtika. What's going to help? Nocha alarete, I have a schus tkifa. But the schus chila is, you have the amount of bailis you have is the bailis to make a tkifa. Something that's not a tkifa, you don't have bailis to do. So we're saying a hegdish also is a tkifa. But there's another point in the equation. You need shtika. Fine, we lessened the amount that the shtika is doing. The shtika is only a prat. The ikr is the mechzakas. But you need the shtika. That prat's ma'akev. If you don't have a shtika, the tkifa itself, we're machzirin, moitzin miyodoy. Fret the Ramban, where is the shtika? So the Ramban Behemes says, he goes to Taisus. The Ramban says, the sugya is talking about shtika. He makes the same akimta as Taisus. Ramban Taka makes a akimta. Our sugya is talking about where we're shosik. The sugya of hegdish is talking about shosik. And the Ramban, even after he leaves Taisus, he blinds with this. Even after the maskoni, he goes, we're going with the sugya tkifa. The Ramban makes an akimta, and the sugya is talking about shosik. Who adover? That's the time. The Ramban Akbad is learning about the sugya tkifa. But the sugya tkifa has to be negat hegdish. It has to be that there was a shtika. The Ramban holds there was a shtika, and the Ramban says, the shtika works kaidol in hegdish. So there's a shtika kaidol to hegdish also. Again, you need this chus tkifa because where to start from? Shtika kaidah can't start. Ramban holds there is no tzad that you need to build a hegdish. And the hegdish can't work for shtika kaidah because the Ramban shtika is, the kaidah itself is not a kaidah gemura. It needs a mukzakas. So you need this chus tkifa. But there is a chus tkifa here because it's a shtika. Thus is the Ramban. The question is, then in the Sakhir, other Rishonim is initially, the Ramban's mefurish, the tongue that's tzvicha. The Rajma, the steamers of Rajma's mashma then, and it's choshev, I want to talk about today is Rashi. Rashi, the steam is the form of Rashi. Rashi is the answer. Taisus makes him a kinta. Rashi doesn't see a word, and also we're talking about shtika. The steam is the form. Some say the Masha Takil. Dan's not like that. The Masha has problems with Rashi. But some surface says that Rashi learns the whole sugya is talking about tzvicha. This is a pel. Here we buy the mahalach in Rashi. There's something called the schus tkifa. But again, the schus tkifa, after the ganze binyan and the soif dover, the schus tkifa is only in as much as you're having a tkifa now, and the tkifa now needs a shtika, has to be armed with a shtika. Where is the shtika in the sugya? Where has the schus tkifa negay in our sugya? So here is the dover niflin. I'll start. Rashi was very quiet so far in the sugya, but let's try to meshman build, bring out Rashi sheet in the sugya. There's a nifadik Rashi in the sugya. This Pesach, is it her? We call it the Pnei Yeshua Rashi. Pnei Yeshua Rashi. That the Rashi in base says, the whole din of Safik Bechor, din of Tokva Koin, called Tokva Koin, Ein Mitzim Yodim. Rashi says, Tokva Koin, Ein Mitzim Yodim, Rashi makes him Kimta, no other Rishon makes, talking about Shosek of the Saisavach. Everyone goes wild. What is Rashi talking about? Tokva Koin, Ein Mitzim Yodim is because of Shosek of the Saisavach. Correct the Pnei Yeshua. What is Shosek of the Saisavach doing over there? There's no Shtika Kaidah. I mean, Mekatzer, it's not so much time. So the Pnei Yeshua, Ein Echanami. Rashi doesn't mean Shtika Kaidah. It's not like the Masha, also not like the Masha. Rashi doesn't mean Shtika Kaidah, it's not Shayek Shtika Kaidah. So what is Yev? Zok to Pnei Yeshua, Rashi is saying a new Musig in Shasak for Yisrael. Listen good. Zok to Pnei Yeshua. The Shtika was, why was he Shayek? Because he didn't even know there was a Safik. Yisrael didn't even know there was a Safik Bukhar. He thought it was a Vada Bukhar, that's why he was Shayek. He wasn't Shayek because he was Maida. So what's the Shtika worth? What is it? Zok to Pnei Yeshua, the value of the Shtika is that he's not Savach. The entire value of the Shtika. Because Rashi holds that if you're Savach, we right away say it's exam. Rashi holds, the second you see someone screaming that someone's taking b'koyach, we don't go to chayshim mishvot, we don't care who the money is, we see someone who had something and someone else is screaming, we take back whatever was done. When you make a tkifa b'koyach can't do anything in the entire sugya. So if you're tzavach, even if then we talk for koyach, no one knows what's going on, but you take something with someone, the person you're screaming, you're taking away, screaming away from you, is screaming, we bring that back, we machzor that. That's shitas Rashi. So what the Shasakul B'Sayf Savak, what accomplishes is, Zok to B'nai Yeshua, is all accomplishes, we're saying it a little different, but more or less as B'nai Yeshua is saying, it accomplishes that there's no Tzvicha. There's no Tzvicha. And the Mela, Rashi Shita is, that's next week you have to work on, now it starts the Sugi of Moitzi Miyadah and Moitzi Miyadah. When you get around the problem of Gzela, that's the start of Sugi of Moitzi and Moitzi Miyadah. Shrek Zerushala, very nice, it's B'nai Yeshua. But where did Rashi get this Musa of Shas B'Sayf Savak? Rashi dreamed it up. Rather, it's not a sugi, rather, go to the beginning of the sugi. Rather, Rashi, Rashi learned that was the Malach of Shasta Pesach in the beginning of the sugi. We have Amman Rashi and Tasugi. We said Rashi is quiet. Her Amman Rashi and Tsoy Sugi of the beginning of the sugi. And here's a new Namamish and Ice. Here, Madvorim, that Rashi learned the total new Malach in Shasta Pesach. Until now, we're all saying Shasta Pesach, the Lashon Gemara, do you late, is true to a certain measure. It's a bit, it's a stomachic idea, it's an establishment idea, it's a chetzi idea. But all other Rishonim, like Daiti, are learning that we're using the positive point of the Haidah. This person looks like Shimon is being Moideh. Looks like, as a Safik is being Moideh, is Moideh at the moment is Reuven's. That's the factor they're using the Sugi. You want to suggest in Rashi, Rashi held the Shas of the Safik was nothing to do with the Haidah in the moment. He wasn't being Moideh who the moment is. A Shas of the Safik is not that Reuven is Moideh the Shimon's moment is. A Shas of the Safik is that I'm not Seveach of Reuven's Kifa. That's all it is. Talking to Reuven's Kifa. Reuven went and pulled the fast one, Shneimer and Dallas. Shimon saying, I'm not arguing with this Kifa. He's not talking about the moment. There is no tzad. Shtika doesn't tell me about the moment. Rashi holds, there is no reason he has to. We in Bezdin, we're fighting about the moment. I don't have to fight about the moment. The Shasak will say, Savach is that I'm not, I don't complain, I don't contest your Kifa. That's all it is. That's the whole thing, Shabbat Savach. It's nothing positive whatsoever. All other Rishonim held that Shasak will say, go divide on the Ramban. The Shabbat Savach is not a Haidah Gemura, but I need a piece of Shtika. I need a Shtika. I need some sort of Siyua. Why? Why? So we get back. What's the why don't Ramban hold away? Because Ramban says a stomach kif and shneimer and talus doesn't help. Stomach kif and shneimer talus doesn't help. What does it help that you're not screaming? I need some sort of. I need something. Dr. Ramban, shos leisavach is a bissel of a siyua. You have to explain better. But it's siyua when you take a when you're muchzik, when you develop a mechzokus, when it looks like the balvin is being made at you, kanir is being made at you. That's a certain siyua to your mechzokus. It's a certain siyua to your mechzokus. Again, it's not. It allows you to be a muchzik. It just takes away the din of tuk v'koyin ain't might see the other. But what takes it away is something positive. It's something positive. Nira, without blame from Rashi, the Rashi holds you don't need anything positive. It's the tkifa neto, mamish like we wanted last week. Tuk v'echem v'neinu, Rav Zeira said everything in tuk v'echem v'neinu. There's no additives whatsoever. The whole suffix was tuk v'echem v'neinu. The etzem tkifa is chewing the oif in Rashi. As long as I don't have a tzvicha, that's the whole thing. I just have to have not a tzvicha. The tkifa itself has power. And Rashi saw that from the sugi. Rashi had a gevaldige diik last week. I didn't speak about it last week. But Rashi had a gevaldige diik. And a few people asked me this gavura. The gavura starts of the sugi. Tok vechaneiru. Ish in the salach mitchila vatsoif. Zochtimar. My hevelay lamevad. My hevelay lamevad. The gavura should say, if Reuven grabbed it and Shimon shot him mitchila vatsoif, the gavura should say, ain't kan haidah. The gavura should say, there's nothing to talk about. The gavura says, my hevelay lamevad. What does the gavura say, my hevelay lamevad? Rashi saw from there. The second the yenet holding shaymech and talis is holding my talis, bets and that accomplishes something. You know, the Rashi says my avol amevad he took a bekoyach. That's what Rashi saw. That the problem is he was shaveach. My avol amevad. Bezin doesn't allow such things to happen. Not the mominist that's lived in the tkifa. Bezin doesn't allow you to take a bekoyach. My avol amevad. Rashi saw over there that I don't need a positive. I don't need any. I don't need a positive. I don't need any tzad hoydo in the gufa moment to create your mukzokas. If you're machzik itself, that itself gives you a schus. That itself gives you a koyach. Oh, why? The shurish of the shaylin is get back. Shaymos and talos, we don't stop. We're going on da base. This is the ganed in the sugi. It's namish. You can have a moon of in the sugi. You see, namish al yushreinim al shitosim biz da base. Namish biz da base. And Rashi l'chur, this all goes back to da base. Rashi, why is it? Why is Rashi the only shita that learns that in the sugi of talking levanenu you don't need any siyuin. Rashi holds that the etzim tkifa, I can take bailas. Rashi is tossing it up days in the bay. All the Rishonim holding shnayim moichs in the talis. Yen is a muchzik in the talis. Yen is a muchzik in the talis. Everyone has their thing, exactly as they say it, but it's based on oichzin. So how do I take away from muchzokus? I need koichus to take away from muchzokus. I need something, I need a power to take away from yen. Shimon right now is muchzik in the talis. How's Reuven going to get the talis? Reuven's just going to take the talis. That's a sugya. You can't change. But Rashi holds shnayim moichs in the talis. Reuven and Shimon are both. Reuven's also holding Shimon's half. Dachsek and Rashi, the nusach is, when Reuven takes the talis, he's not taking muksakis, he's throwing Shimon away, that's what he's doing. He's not taking muksakis, he's always a muksak. He's taking Shimon away, that's all he's doing. Vitzkifa, if he Rashi, is a different word. It's not taking something new, it's throwing Shimon away. Throwing Shimon away, Bitzvicha, you also can't do it. If he's Savach, he also can't do it. You can't do it. Oh, but I need, the second I have that he's not Savach, So then I always had a machzokis. Now you can pass it. I'll find machzokis. I don't need any chidushim. So it was very mekatzav. Going back to our sugya, we haven't been nifla b'yosef. Rashi, we asked why Rashi is able to learn the sugya that the schus tkifa could help me to make a tkifa without any siyum of shtika. The Ramban held that you need a zetzayin. Our sugya is talking about shtika because the Ramban l'shitas holds the schus tkifa is bound to a siyum of shtika. I need some sort of tesefes of a shtika. But Rashi l'shitas holds the sugya l'vanei before tokva el chavaneinu the tkifa is out. As long as you don't have a tzvicha. Why by Hegdash there's no tzvicha? Then I'll leave it alone. Shkaya.
I'm not just coming to the top. I'm tiny.